We talked about folks being spread from polarized left to polarized right, the vast majority in the middle. But we might be way over here. We got to be careful. We can't get the customers to change. We're the ones that got to get to change. If we're calling on an extremely right-brained guy way over here, we're going to make that call late in the day. So, you know, at 5 o'clock, he's going to say, oh, hell, I got to get out of here. You know, I could talk for hours more, but I got to go. Okay, well, I'm sorry. We'll see you next time. Talked about appearance, dress code, trying to differentiate yourself, looking professional. And I had lunch with somebody. We were talking about getting that Seiko logo put on by a local supplier. Or somebody said his brother does it or whatever. You know, there are ways to get white shirts for, you know, not $50, let me tell you, and still look as nice as you look now. And, you know, it would seem to me that Seiko ought to sell us to their own employees for less, you know, it would seem to me, but I don't know. But, you know, maybe they could find a better supplier. But I'll tell you, I was over in Shanghai in China, and I did a two-day talk over there. And, man, I was amazed at buying, you could, I bought a ski coat that would have been $300 here for $25 over there. I mean, it's like totally unreal. Now, I don't know if it was a knockoff.
It could have been a couple Chinese in the pockets at home.
It could have been. Could have been.
It's all markup.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Clothing has so much markup in it.
Is that right, huh?
Jewelry,
it is.
Electronics.
Totally amazing. So, you know, maybe we need to, you know, put the squeeze on the supplier of those shirts and get them for a lesser price. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's no markup on this. It's, we need the money, right? Okay, and being prepared. You know, get a routine, you know. And I talked about some tools that I used to use and that I feel are very handy in this business. You know, obviously I'm into computers big time. I'm just a big technology nut. But this thing here for writing down what a to-do book, to me, there's no better way. And then this thing with the little solar calculator, pen and pencil, and a Starrett ruler. Very, very helpful. And then we talked about developing empathy with customers and the importance of sitting alongside them, helping you develop empathy, as opposed to, you know, sitting opposed across the desk and getting your demeanor, you know, more in tune with your customers. Talked about creating value in yourself and the importance of having some spiritual development. And you can't, you know, my son just gets me crazy here. I think that, you know, he said, Dad, if spirituality helped you, he said, Chrysler would have, they'd have a whole bunch of priests and nuns running around the factory down. They wouldn't have me down here. I don't know.
I think he's right.
He's a pretty smart kid. I'm thinking, well, don't bother me with details here. You know what I'm saying? I'm in charge. I'm your father, for crying out loud. But, I mean, you know, really, most of the folks that are really happy within themselves have some connection to their spiritual development. And I believe that that's a good thing. And I would encourage you to do that. Find a way to spend an hour on those sorts of things. Certainly your physical development, very important. And your intellectual. And in the intellectual end, we talked about reading newspapers. And, you know, if you spend your time reading, like, the Free Press and the news and Detroit News and stuff like that, you know, I don't know what your newspapers are like. But USA Today, I think, is an excellent paper. It's like $142 a year. And I think it's a fantastic paper. The New York Times give you more of a global perspective. And the Wall Street Journal, great papers.
New York Daily News.
New York Daily News?
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. That's a tabloid, you know,
yeah, right.
Marginal.
Marginal.
If you want to learn about Anna Nicole Smith, that's the paper for you, right? I'm not sure that you're going to do much good for business with that. And, you know, that's in your mind, too. You know, you got that wheel of doom going on, like, hey, you know, if you start off saying, hey, I can't read the New York Times, you know, well, that's like, isn't that the wheel of doom happening again, you know? It seemed to me it is. Why can't you? You know, well, the New York Times is fairly expensive. It's about $150 a quarter. So that's $600 a year. That's pretty pricey. But on the other hand, I'm continually cutting articles out of the paper and sending them to people I know,
John,
and things like
there,
that.
Is there an internet service the same?
They have an internet service, and it's got a lot of the stuff in there. But the problem with the internet for me is when I'm trying to get news, I'm on a computer, the phone is ringing, I get distracted, I'm doing other things. And, you know, I usually read the USA Today in the morning on my elliptical machine. I do the elliptical machine. I have a recumbent bike. And I read the newspaper, I read USA Today when I'm working out every morning. And then I read the New York Times when I go to bed at night, so at 9:30. So I'm done with computers at the end of the night. And I like just going through a newspaper, and you can cut out articles and stuff like that. So I don't want to spend more time on the computer, you know, so that's the way I do it. But then we talked about recording your time and just getting a sense of whether you're working on strategic things or not. And a lot of people get to the end of their life and they don't have anything. They don't have any resources, no finances, and you know, and they're wondering, and they make bad decisions in their life and they know it. And you got to wonder, well, why? And the reason is because they've never learned how to do it right. So how do you find, you know, I'll tell you, you don't watch cartoons and find out how to do it right. The way you get that is either through, in my view, through the newspapers, which you give your suggestions and recommendations and things like that, or from friends that are doing it right, and then you can learn from them. But it just doesn't happen. Like I told you, I had a girlfriend that had her whole life savings in U.S. savings bonds after taxes, and her company had a 401, which is all before taxes, plus the company invests, matches 50%. So, I mean, you know, well, I just don't know better. Well, okay.